Welcome back.
Welcome
to the Team H podcast with myself, Ebony, and
DB Captures, baby.
How are you?
I'm all right, you know. Yeah, I'm right. Feeling all right. You know, I had a bit of a trick hip this week, you know.
A what?
My hip was hurting, fam.
Why?
So I don't know if this is old age, yeah?
Trick hip, is that what it's called?
Yeah, I don't know. So I assume that's what it was called.
Where did you get that from?
I don't know.
Okay, go on anyway. Yeah, trick hip.
Just explain it to you. I don't know why I said trick hip, but anyway.
I've never heard that before. That's why I was like, a what?
For like 3 days, yeah?
Yeah.
My hip has been hurting. Like yesterday, I was actually struggling.
There's too many TikTok talent challenges, you know. You've been doing too much.
Me doing TikTok challenges.
That's why.
You know, I've become like.
I know. That's why I'm like, that's why. I don't know why. Why it's just like you're doing too many the routines and that.
I swear that I didn't do anything to do with TikTok. However, I'm gonna be honest.
Yeah, yeah.
That I am enjoying TikTok a little bit.
See, you need to like sometimes not make them big sweeping statements.
No,
like
I still
you do.
TikTok is a pile of shit, but I'll enjoy it. TikTok can be a toxic place, but I enjoy it.
Everything could be a toxic place.
True. You know? Clubhouse is a toxic place.
Oh my god. Defund Clubhouse.
Bro,
I really thought Clubhouse was gonna be like. And to be fair, like if you tailor your experience or tailor your followers and stuff like that, it can be better.
Yeah.
But goddamn,
bro, that place is madness.
Defund it. At the same time, like defund it because is it really worth it? I don't know.
Bro, I'm just.
Like,
saying,
I've really struggled.
I don't think the good outweighs the bad.
I've proper struggled like just with it. In that space, yeah.
Like, obviously, I've seen, like, on the timeline, obviously, people talking about it and, you know, all of these outrage rooms, all that kind of stuff. And
I've
been sitting thinking about it and I've been, like, you know, obviously speaking to a lot of people about it. I've been like, you know what? They've been saying the good that gets from it. So,
yeah,
the conversations.
There's some sick rooms that go on, like, some 100%, proper sick 100%. Rooms.
100%. But my problem is that if you put aside the good, the bad, I feel like it's doing more damage because
that's what people are talking about. The thing is, it's
the thing that's highlighted.
Yeah, I know. Everyone obviously complains, terrible.
Thank you.
Then the only thing that will then make it to the timeline is all the fuckery.
Is all the fucked up shit. Yeah,
yeah.
Which is quite sad because it almost is. And I get why people are saying, "Oh, it's not the app. It's not the app." And I understand that to a degree.
It's not what it was built for.
Exactly.
It's not what it was built
for.
Do you know what I mean? Like
my problem is, or my issue around it is that even if you look at that conversation, you still have to be honest that while the app wasn't built for that, it may actually be that the app's use now is more damaging than its intended purpose. Because like you said, even though there are good rooms, let's be honest, very rarely do we see trending topics about the good rooms. The trending topics are about outrage.
I think it's more to do with like...
Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yeah, but I think that's more... It could just be, you know, like as people...
As human beings, isn't it?
As
like
humans,
drama.
Yeah, man. Like, I don't
we
know.
Like drama.
Like, you know, like how artists are always like, oh, they can be reading through bare positive comments and then they see the one negative comment and they're like, what do you mean? Sorry, didn't mean to scream, but like,
No, true.
You know what I mean?
You know what? When you're like, that's the funny thing, yeah. And I get it, like, because I swear we were talking about this even a couple of weeks back. But when you see all the good and you're like, this is really amazing, I'm happy. That one fucks up your whole mind because you're just
damn,
like,
really don't like my.
If
hair,
it's constructive, you're like, this. Hey, it is what it is. I take it on board. Or if it's constructive, someone will come to you privately and say it. But when you see that, like, say for instance,
but in this way, it's like more in like the context that we're speaking of. On social media, it's like sometimes it's just a lot more. It's just vicious.
It's just
it?
Vicious. Man.
It's usually
it
just vicious. It's never like the soft jab.
It's always
a straight headshot. Never just a soft like.
I was probably thinking about, you know, these artists where you know, like for example, you know, you see on social media, like, for like example, the baby will drop a tune and it sounds all the same and stuff like
that. Yeah, yeah.
People laugh and joke or whatever, but then it starts to become a
narrative.
Really like it must jar you as an artist when you're just like, I'm putting out my art. Which to you enjoy. Well, you know, we can debate about whether it's good or not, whatever. That's not what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You've put out generally art that you're proud of, and the conversation in social media is like, that's what I see. Now, here's the thing. He still has millions of streams. He's still making money.
Of course, really,
what is the highlight? But I'm just thinking, especially for UK artists anyway, who don't have as big as Grammy nominations or whatever.
Well, remember, the Grammys is not for us, essentially, right?
Yes. Like, no, I agree. And the thing is, the Grammys have changed over
the
years anyway.
The Brits are supposed to be the UK version, or it's supposed to be like the UK version of the Grammys. Like, that's supposed to be...
Yeah, doesn't even feel like that.
Yeah,
either.
Yeah, I know. But that's actually what's supposed
to
be.
Yeah, that's a fair point. But you see what I mean? As when you're... If you bring it to home as we like to do,
yeah.
As a UK artist, when you see certain conversations and they continue the same thing, it's gonna affect you.
Of course,
it's gonna affect you big time.
In general, man, like you hear artists talking all the time about they can't. Some of them can't even deal with the social media. You gotta
People's
social media has always been turned over to their manager.
Yep.
Then they're getting it back again. Then they're coming off of it again. Deactivating, reactivating.
It's funny if you say that there was when Clubhouse Clubhouse first came out. I can't remember the artist, yeah, but it was honestly one of the funniest things that he's ever said. He said, one of my someone's PR just jumped on Clubhouse and said to an artist, you need to be on Clubhouse because that's where everyone is. And he goes, yep, see, now your artist is going to go on Clubhouse. He doesn't know how to talk and he's going to mess up himself because he doesn't know how to present himself.
That reminds,
and it's so true.
That reminds me of like when Twitter was like kind of like a new, like it was fresh, like it was like a new like social media or whatever. And all the like artists or people getting on there. I remember there was a Bow Wow tweet and he was tweeting about drink driving.
Sorry?
Yeah, like I'm drink driving or whatever. It was a wild tweet and it was just like you should not be saying that. Do you know what I mean? Like there's certain things you should not be saying. And of course at that time no one knew how that Twitter grew into, like even the owner of Twitter will tell you that it just grew. They didn't know it was going to be what it ended up being. Artists were getting on there and then of course it's like a stream of consciousness. You just saying everything that comes to mind. That's why everyone's got fucked up tweets. That is why everyone's
tweets get dragged up every 6 weeks.
Listen,
bro.
That is why everyone has fucked up tweets because when Twitter was kind of like new, when it was new, no one really knew how to use it, what it was for. It was just like tweet, like literally put like your thought there.
Yeah.
So you just every thought that comes through, whether it's a formulated thought or just a throwaway thought,
let me ask
went
you a question.
On Twitter.
Let me ask you a question based on that.
Yeah.
Do you think those people should be forgiven? From an artist perspective to a personal perspective, and obviously it really does depend on what you said, because I think if you're saying some outrageous things, it's not my place to forgive who you've outraged.
But if you've
outraged me and I choose to, then obviously that's my choice. But
I'm
not talking about vile vicious. I'm just saying, you know, you've grown up, young kid, you said something dumb, something stupid, which the majority of people in the world have. So do you think, especially how the internet works now, think those people should be forgiven? Like what's the conversation about it?
Yeah, but I mean, society, like, you know how we are, like, society is like a weird thing, right? Society has like weird, like, messaging. So it says, you know, forgive people, but never forgive people. We never forgive them. So I don't know. Like, it's like, so the messaging is that, you should forgive and forget. And some people say, well, I'll forgive, but I won't forget and all that.
This is what
really and truly, like, we see with obviously, like, the, I guess with cancel culture being, like, a thing, people are not here to forgive.
No.
Like,
no.
They're not here to forgive. They're going to hold you to
that. But you see, this is the reality of it is that, and I kind of get it. Like, at the end of the day, depending on who you have outraged, if it's not me, I can't go and say, I forgive you for that. And I understand that. Now, I might be able to say, you know what, as someone who appreciates your art, so from an artist
perspective. We're talking about artists, yeah.
Let's just say artists for this for example. If someone who appreciates art, I can say, you know what, so I'll give you a prime example. Mm. Daniel Caesar, opening up for something stupid. It was a dumb thing said, dumb thing you said, but you'll know that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
However, because I appreciate him as an artist, I'm going to say,
well, back to the separate the art from the artist thing.
Yeah, but it's not the same thing. Yeah. I'm just saying that when separating art and art, I guess it's a different thing because you and I both know, we're not going to separate you.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, say for instance, that's come up, an old video, old to you or whatever, and it's not something vicious or degrading or whatever. It's just you've said something very stupid, and this is a dumb thing that you said, whether it was 5 years ago or 5 months ago, whatever. You obviously have to make that choice for someone who enjoys that music to be like, you know what? It was dumb what you said. If you've made accountability for it and said, you know what? I was dumb and stupid or whatever, move on. Well, no, I didn't, to be honest.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything. I'm not saying that's not a reason why, you know, you shouldn't listen. I'm just asking whether or not he ever actually came out and said, you know what?
To be honest, he didn't, no.
Okay, cool.
To be honest, what he said...
Come on, give it to us. Tell us what he said.
He said he was talking about the Yes Jules girl, because I think it was his friend. And he was on live. It's just it was a dumb thing to do.
The thing is that, again, I don't know. The thing is like, you're going to say, if we're all on the internet, or we're all on social media in some capacity, and everyone's gonna say something stupid at some point.
Yeah. I think I'd almost be... I'm almost...
And the thing is that because things are changing all the time, we actually don't know if all the stuff we're putting out now is going to be acceptable in 10 years.
Yeah, it's true.
Do you know what I mean? All the things that are okay now,
it's true.
Again, in 10 years, they may not
it's
be.
True. And it's very, that's a very good point.
And pulling off our shit, like, what was that all about? Why were you making those jokes?
Do you know what I'm thinking? What? I'm thinking, you know, right now, everyone's making a lot of jokes about white people.
Right. Okay.
So, I've seen some tweets where I've just been like, someone's going to get you for that later on, you know, because that's
a bit
wild.
But the thing is that we don't know what, of course, because we're not obviously in the future, you just don't know what's going to be acceptable in 10 years. Right now, I feel like everybody, or like, I'm just making a general comment. So when I say everybody, I just mean like, I'm only talking really within the context of maybe like social media and stuff like that.
Yeah, of course.
So it's like, everyone on social media now is very like, intelligent and is very aware. There's a lot of self-awareness and everyone now knows right, wrong.
Yep.
This can't say that. Yep. Should have considered this.
Yep.
Why were you thinking like that anyway?
Yep.
Blah, blah, blah.
100%.
So right now everyone feels like, oh, they clocked it.
Yeah, they clocked it.
10 years from now,
it can be a whole different story, you know?
Because if you think about it,
the point you're making is so good. It's so true because 10 years ago, the things that we are now damning, everybody, listen, some of the things that people were saying were out. When I read it back now, I'm like, how did you not say like this? Like, how did you not get away with stuff like this? Like, this is not okay.
Because you're looking from a whole different lens now. Yeah. Whole different culture of society. Everything's different.
Yeah.
And in 10 more years, it's going to be different. And the way everyone feels they clocked it now, they're going to be getting pulled up.
And it's going to be like,
well, why were you thinking like that?
Yeah.
And why were you saying that? And oh my God, I can't believe you thought that was funny.
So, it's going to be very interesting another 10, 15 years from now, you know? Very interesting.
Probably even 5 years from now.
Yeah.
Like, especially like where I feel like the pandemic has like accelerated a lot of things.
Maybe even in 5 years,
certain things that.
And I've always said it, outrage sells. And
it's always sold.
But social media, as in the social media that's close to us, know that. Now, what has happened for so many years is
something like Clubhouse. Yeah, people are on there and they're obviously expressing their views. And these are some very wild views.
Yes, but yes, because
right now everyone feels that they've clocked it, so you know everyone's got all these like you know everyone's using a phrase like gaslighting, everyday, normalize, all of this type of stuff. Yeah,
yeah, but that's cool.
We'll probably use it as well, but it's just like everyone's doing that and they're on Clubhouse and they're chatting and these are audio clips, you know, as well, you know.
You know, so what people have to understand is, you know, because this came out a couple of weeks ago, that Clubhouse records every single room.
Yeah, I knew that anyway. Yeah. Why didn't people know that?
See, well, because people don't read terms and conditions. I didn't even know that. I didn't have a clue. But apparently, I think it gets deleted.
You know what it is? It's because I read up on apps before I like. I just go to like Forbes and whatever and just see what like some of the sites are saying about apps. So I knew that they recorded everything.
Did you know that from early?
Yeah, I knew that already. Yeah, because I heard about it just before like the UK people, because all the Americans on my timeline were using it.
Yeah.
So I remember just looking, like there were a couple articles. So I looked it up and then they was like, you know, they recorded, et cetera. Like, I mean, most of the things that you're using on your phone are like recording the data in some way.
Because data is a very, very expensive, but it's a very lucrative business. So it makes a lot of sense.
Important thing, yeah. So in 10 years, they'll pull up your Clubhouse clips saying, why did you even think it was acceptable to make a room about that?
About that, yeah.
Like, not even what you said in the room. Why did you make a room about that?
I mean, you have to think about it. Even the way, like, work is at the moment, your social media, depending on the job that you do,
pretty much gets scanned. Yeah, they're scanning that.
You know what I mean? Like, I remember going on the Voice a couple of years back.
You told me how they went through your...
They put out all this, like, you know, when you were just in church and your mind was just... I'm just preaching Jesus, fam.
Imagine they told you to delete all your tweets about Jesus.
Bro,
that's
mad. But you see what I'm saying to you? So it's like, some of the stuff they were just like, this is just dumb. Do you know what I mean? And so ironically,
that,
like,
is actually crazy.
It was funny enough. I even then, because you don't think about it, I didn't think to myself, "Oh, let me go back," because I know at the time when all that happened, I'd grown past so much of that. And
of course, but you're also just on your, like, you know, you're just on your socials, just doing whatever,
just living your life,
like tweeting your thoughts, like whatever you know. And of course, sometimes things are momentary, right? So something could be happening, and you might not be tweeting directly at what's happening. But
there's context,
without the context, which we see people get pulled up, and without the context, something will just look mad. And it's like, well, you know what, in 2015 on this weekend there was this happening, and that's why the tweets look like this.
I said it to someone the other day, because someone had tweeted it about being pulled to what they call being summoned to Twitter jail, when you've either said something or someone brings your business to social media.
I miss when Twitter jail just used to mean that you just tweeted bears. They just locked it off.
It's Twitter jail, Twitter call, the word is. And I just
said, public opinion, basically.
I was thinking about this the other day, as you get more hyper visible, as you get closer and higher, and you're getting popularity and stuff like that, higher up, you're everything that you say is obviously scrutinized, but also you have to be so conscious of the fact that the bigger you get, the more people are going to want to know about you, the more people are going to dislike you. And the more people that dislike you, they're going to look for anything they can use to go against your character, your personality. And so I'm understanding this as I get. That's what they got. It just happens. There's actually nothing you can do about it. And I've realized that. Because I grew up all these years thinking, as long as you don't do anything to anyone, as long as you're just peaceful, whatever.
Really?
You're cool. Bro, that's what I thought. Generally. And I'm saying that in a sense where, because the people that have been dragged, the people that have been dragged, for the majority of them, have usually done something.
Yeah.
But then I started looking at certain other people where I'm just like, why? Like, it doesn't make any sense. So now I'm understanding, as someone who is hyper-visual. And now I'm understanding, there's actually nothing I can do about it. I'm going to have to retrial some of this stuff.
Of course.
But there's nothing I can do about it.
In life, people are just not going to like you. Like, you know, that's just kind of how that's going to go. But definitely on social media, if people really don't take to you, one day someone's just going to decide to look for those, put the search, put your name in with the maddest word, see what comes up.
Yep.
This is your king.
When this happened last year, and at the heart about the whole, and it was a really horrible time. This was when the first lockdown happened, and everyone's old tweets was being dragged up, and they were saying some really vile, volatile things around black women and dark skinned women and stuff like that.
That happens though. That comes up
every couple of years. I know.
It comes up all the time. Yeah,
those tweets get screenshotted.
They come up all the time. I'm not going to put that in this conversation. I'm going to say that's a separate... Those tweets about black women, those vile things that were
no,
said...
That's a separate thing. But my point that I was making was when that happened, I knew that people had searched in my name and were looking for tweets.
Oh.
Yeah, I knew they did.
What?
Yeah. Because they were trying to... And at the end of the day, they were...
How do you know? Is this paranoia?
I just knew. Only reason being, especially around that time, there were certain old tweets that... You know when people search old tweets and they like it? It comes up, innit? So there were certain really old tweets that were around that time that people were like, oh, there was nothing vile about it. And they just had stuff in it that was like, I know what you searched for to find that, and I know what you were looking for. Now, I'm not one of those people, and I never have been, so you're not going to find it. Ooh. But that was my point. That's how much people sometimes, you know, they don't like you. They are looking for things. And sometimes they're just like, 100%. I want to take this person out. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's true. It's definitely true. In life, though, everyone should know that, people are not going to like you. And sometimes, without your even knowledge, people are definitely trying to block your blessings. 100%. They're trying to get you out of here.
100%.
No idea.
100%. I definitely, over the past couple of months, weeks, years even, I've learned, especially as you're getting to this point where I'm an artist in itself.
And
you have a personality and you have a brand and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm learning there's going to be times in my life that I don't have any control over what people think about
me. Of course. Listen, people, especially as you said, as your artist, etc. As you get, you said, bigger, people are just going to find reasons why you annoy them or or why they don't like you or whatever. Yeah. And it's kind of I guess maybe the whole underdog. People like you maybe generally you don't have no issues when it's a small underdog, people are rooting for you to win, etc. Now you win, now There's a whole bunch of other stuff that comes in natural progression.
Yes, it's very true.
Rite of passage. Rite of passage, maybe. You know, it shouldn't be, but I mean, I think
it's just, and you just have to deal with it. It's just adult life.
Yeah, but you have to, like you said, you have to know yourself too, because some people can't deal with that. Like some artists, some people, they like all public figures, whatever. They can't deal with that.
Yeah.
You have to come off. You have to come off the social. Give it to your manager.
You. I definitely think if I'm ever blessed to the point where I am more hyper visible and it's working for my brand and my music or whatever, which is obviously what you want, I think
turn over the socials.
Yeah, I think I would, you know.
Yeah,
because there's not, look, I tweet now and the way that I tweet because
burner.
I can
have a burner.
Yeah, definitely. I know Beyonce and Jay-Z have a burner 100%, but I tweet the way that I tweet.
I don't think so.
Beyonce has a burner. I don't care what anyone says. Beyonce has a burner. I don't care.
Oh,
Beyonce,
no, she has. I know she has, like has a, I know she has like a Snapchat that nobody like knows about.
100% she has a burner. I don't care what anyone says, she's got a burner. Beyonce is on, and I bet you any money, that burner is part of the Beyonce Legion. I don't care what anyone says.
Oh, yeah, that's shit. 100%. It's probably her. It's probably her.
No, no clue. I'll tell you what's going on. No one should judge you. Definitely does. But I feel like the way that they are with social media, that's a really smart way. Obviously, you're going to have to get to the point where I can't tweet all of my thoughts. So I can do that now to a degree, and I'm fine with it because it's my personality and stuff. But I'm not going to be able to do that depending on how big you get, just because one person will be like, I'm offended by what you said.
It's always going to be the case, though. Like you could. That's the thing with socials, though. Like, you could just say, "Oh, I like Haribo's. I like the what's it called, the Tang Fastics, the orange packet, whatever it is." Are you crazy? What do you mean? It's all about blue. All the flipping, I don't know, the red one with the lace, like, or the egg, like, I don't know, like, someone would be like, oh my God, like, how could you like the orange ones? That is absolutely.
Yeah, that's true.
Do you know what I mean?
True,
like something like that, like
an issue. And I think why it's a bit annoying as well is because sometimes there is genuine reason to say that. So when you say something and you have to rebuttal something, or and what happens is that gets lost in everybody being offended, where there's actually genuine reason for people to be offended by what you have said. And the reality of it is that the other thing as well is that I have to understand something. I see stuff that offends me and I have to make a conscious decision whether I'm going to respond to that, because not everything I should respond to. And that's the reality of the internet. Just because you can respond to it doesn't mean that you should.
But it encourages you to respond. That's the kind of...
Because that's the environment that we have now.
No, it's the hidden behaviour. If you're going to overstimulate people with all this, with just every random thing that anyone could ever think about, and the purpose of your platform is to respond...
That's gonna, what you're going to do, isn't it?
Gonna respond. You're going to respond, right? You know, if they give you a... You know, if you play a game on your phone, obviously you're going to play the game on your phone. Or if they give you a controller, you're going to play the game. Like,
fair point.
You know, that's what it was. It's the behaviour.
No, it's true. It is true.
It's social media, isn't it?
It's interesting.
It's socials. Like,
and it's a headache for most part. But what's happening... same conversation.
Go on, go on. Right,
so this is what happened even as recently as today.
Yeah.
So this Unknown T, started dating this model. I think she's I don't know if she's from here or she's from a country in Europe or whatever. Anyway, you just think, well, this is, what does it matter?
It's so interesting watching, like, seeing the Black British scene adopt celebrity culture, because we never used to have it. Like,
no,
before.
We didn't.
I never knew.
But we didn't know because of social media.
No, that's cool, but like, but this is why. Okay, that's true, and like, that's what I'm saying. I'm like, it's interesting to me to see how like the rise of like celebrity culture within like our
as
like,
in as in
here,
the,
like,
as in we, our network. Yes,
yeah, like here, like, because I remember like. I didn't know who flipping like Skepta was dating.
Yeah,
like,
and why did I care?
I didn't know who was married to who.
It's true.
I didn't know. We didn't have that. That wasn't a thing.
The only
like,
thing that we knew was what was presented to us by mainstream
music.
Media.
And to be honest with you, we just knew music.
Yeah, but it's true. It's a very good point.
It was just music. There was no pictures of
so
and
so. So the question
here.
Is, yeah.
Like, there was no.
So the question is it a good thing or not? Because I know the answer.
What's the answer?
It's not a good thing.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I don't know if it's a good thing or not.
Is it
really
beneficial though? Is it beneficial to an artist? Is it beneficial to the music scene? Like, is it?
Maybe for artist profiles and stuff. It depends on what. I guess so. I don't know.
Think about it. Me finding out who Unknown Teen is dating, does that do anything for me?
It does absolutely nothing.
There we go.
But that's why, like, when you said it, I was just thinking to myself, oh, it's so weird how we have. It's not weird. It is weird to me as someone who knows that we just never, that was never a thing.
Yes, exactly.
Like,
yes,
that was
never. Because you've been in the music scene for years.
But even forget that. When I was growing up, the biggest thing I knew, or like, or the one, let's say, relationship I knew, yeah, Harvey and Alicia.
Oh, yeah.
Harvey and Alicia. But that's because it was just like, she was obviously a Mystique, that was the only thing that was made to be like a big thing, at least in my world, that was like a big thing.
You're right.
And then other than that, Craig David did an MTV Cribs. So that's what I'm talking about. When I'm talking about celebrity culture, like this kind of more voyeuristic thing where we're seeing a lot more of them outside of music.
Backs the point though. A lot of that is, that was pretty much what mainstream media had provided for us.
Yeah, so that's going to be like in the paper. That was like the papers.
That was like,
And stuff like that. So that was kind of like, when I'm trying to remember, like when I was growing up and what I knew about the artists that I liked that weren't American.
Yeah.
I didn't know that much. Like I said, the most, like I can remember, I'm like, Harvey and Alicia was one, and that was pretty much it from the top of my head right now as I'm thinking about it.
Yeah.
Compared to obviously now.
Now we know. We can see it. We see it everywhere. We know what a person's dating immediately happens.
I remember the first time Kano posted his daughter on Instagram. I was like, he's got a daughter.
Yeah, I was so like... Gets said it in a song the other day that he's got kids. I was like, huh?
I knew Gets had kids because he's mentioned them before, like in some other music. But I remember like when I was like... But I thought, oh, okay. But I never even thought about it. It wasn't something I was interested in.
Yeah.
In terms of, not interested. Like it wasn't something... It wasn't information that I sought out because of the way our culture... So when he posted that, I just thought, oh yeah. I mean, obviously he's a grown man. So what you're saying further strengthens
the point that really and truly, when we didn't have this information, it made absolutely no difference to the artist's music and how we felt about the artist. Now, what's happening because of these bits of information that we're getting?
That's where social media comes in.
Because now
you get to see a different part.
Exactly.
You get to see all the other bits of that.
Now,
artist.
Here's the thing: when social media was first presented to us for artists, it was that, hey guys, now you can see the music that you love. You can see them personally. Like you can see what they're like. The reason why I know that's true is because a lot of how artists were tweeting when they first started was, I need to be more presentable to people so people realize I can be just like them.
Rihanna was badding up people on the internet, bro.
But this is my
point.
But that's my point. Exactly. That's what she was doing. You won't find Rihanna doing that now.
You get a cheeky Instagram comment now.
Rihanna was dragging people back in the day, you know?
Yeah, I was there.
So what I'm saying is, let's talk about, because you said that when they came on social media they were trying to be presentable,
and what I'm saying to you is that no, they didn't, because no one really knew what the social media was supposed to be. So they were on there doing the exact same thing as everybody else and tweeting their thoughts.
When I say presentable, maybe I'm using the wrong word, as in more you know, like
there wasn't social media managers then.
No, there wasn't. So not presentable.
The artist had their account.
I'm looking for a word where the artist is almost trying to integrate with the fans.
Assimilate.
Here we go. Integrate is the same thing.
More or less.
But that's what I'm referring to. So how it was.
Hey, I'm down to earth. I'm like you.
Yes, relatable is the word. But this is exactly what the, so relatable. That's what I was trying to be relatable. So this was the point I was making with the whole Clubhouse thing, because this is exactly what PR started saying now. So PR companies started saying, "Hey, you artists, look at what's happening. All these conversations happening on Clubhouse. You guys need to get on it." Artists get on Clubhouse and open their mouth, and everyone realized these guys don't have a clue what they're talking about.
Yeah.
And some of them,
they shouldn't be talking on general stuff. Don't do it because when we hear your opinions. Did the artists do that? Because there were loads of artists,
and there still are, that are that basically were doing rooms on Clubhouse, and you just started to see, you started to realize that people were full of shit, and it would have been better if we didn't know.
Okay, I mean that's in conclusion, it would have been better if you didn't tell us. In conclusion, yes,
you know what I mean.
100%. It's always like, damn, like you really are airhead. That's some terrible, but in conclusion, yes, it would have been better. They didn't get that one right. The PR,
they didn't
get that one right.
They actually didn't. Definitely not. But it was very interesting. So sorry, to back to the Unknown TV. It was very interesting.
Go on, yeah, tell me. Sorry, I just sidetracked it.
No, that's fine. Because
when you said it, I was just thinking.
Because now when you were thinking about it, it's actually making a lot of sense. But with the Unknown TV, so basically he's dating this model, which is quite pretty model, or whatever. I don't think she's from England. I don't think so, but I'm not sure. But anyway, she's a pretty model, well known, quite popular on Twitter or whatever. And so basically, you know how blogs are. They say this guy is dating that guy because blogs are into gossip, of course.
Gossip blogs, yeah.
Yes. And then you just see the conversation on Twitter basically just saying Unknown T is not good enough for this model.
Based
you know,
on what?
Based on the fact that, you know, basically, in a nutshell, they're calling him ugly or saying he's not as nice looking in comparison to the model.
Really?
Yeah. I was very shocked. People that, bearing in mind, maybe it's because, and I don't know, this is just a guess, Hamilton, Unknown T is a local artist, even though he's a local lad. So people are, it's almost like, you know, like one of your boys that you see off, like, he's doing selling mixtapes or stuff
every
like
UK
that.
UK artist is one of our boys.
Do you see what, this is how they were treating
to
him.
To be honest, like, now that your celebrity culture is becoming a lot more here, will definitely be different. But,
so I said the great thing about what's happened over the past 2 years is that celebrity culture, although it has been highlighted, a lot of people are realizing that a lot of celebrities, pardon my French, are full of shit.
Yeah,
and have realized that celebrity stan culture is pretty much
stan culture,
like,
is crazy. Stan culture is madness.
It's madness.
Like, I know, like, I'll use the word in like jest or whatever it is. I'll use it as a joke, but stan culture is mad.
Have you ever seen the K-pop fanbase?
No.
Out of all the people on the internet, there's three people I will not fuck with. The Beehive.
Yes.
Nicki Minaj fans.
Barbs.
And Barbs. And I will not fuck with K-pop fans. Never in my entire life.
Is it?
They will find your dress and I'm telling you, they will post it on the internet.
That's not.
Don't know how, but they'll find. I don't fuck with K-pop fans. Never.
That's mad.
I actually like K-pop, so it's fine. But if I didn't, I wouldn't say a word.
That's wild.
Mm-mm.
That's crazy.
NSG did it one time. It's the most hilarious thing.
Is it?
They tweeted NSG is bigger than K-pop. I've never seen them attacked.
What, as in the group? Is K-pop a group?
K-pop's a group. Well, K-pop's a genre.
Okay.
But they're...
That's what I thought.
It's like an island. I'm not even going to lie to you. It's the scariest thing I've ever seen in my life. They came in
herds. The whole
genre. Bro, they came in herds, you know? Yeah. That thing is nuts.
Okay.
It is nuts. Yeah, I don't mess with K-pop fans. Never. Mm-mm. If there's anyone I'm afraid of on the internet, it's K-pop fans. 100%.
Damn.
That's like shit.
They sound like the new Beliebers. Do you remember them?
That's
what I'm saying.
They were nuts back in the day.
You could just tweet Bieber and get 100 followers back in the day. That used to be the hack.
Yeah,
That used to be a big hack. You could just type in Beliebers, whatever the fuck the name of, and you just get bare followers and stuff. That was jokes, but they sound like them.
Yes, I remember that. Last year, what kept happening as well, this is how you know K-pop fans, they're deep. Whenever someone would tweet something and it would trend, K-pop started doing is they created artist cams.
But
they would just tweet whatever it is. Either it was a tweet that someone's outraged about.
Spam.
That's madness.
Yeah, I did notice. I was thinking, why am I always seeing these videos? Like,
literally. But you know, when you think about it, it's actually quite smart. It's actually very, very smart.
They go hard, man. But, So Unknown T is
so they've started so they started doing that, so he started dating this model, and on literally the whole day the conversation was just different pockets of people making statements about, can't believe she went for him.
Really?
She should have gone for
someone a bit more bigger.
You know, someone called him a struggle rapper. Someone, you know, and I was just like, wow, guys, man. Wow.
And you're saying that this is based on attractiveness and his status as a rapper as well, yeah?
Basically.
So interesting, because wasn't it like a week ago, everybody, or even a couple of weeks ago, where everybody was really upset that J-Hus spoke about, or an interview resurfaced of J-Hus referencing how his mom used to call him ugly when he was young. And so he worked that into his brand. Are you pulling your glasses down at me because you agree?
And then I pull my piercing out at the same time.
Interview resurfaced. J-Hus is talking on, I think he's on Capital Extra.
Yep.
And he's talking about how, his mom used to call him ugly when he was little. And everyone was quite upset about that. Yep. They were like, oh my God, that's horrible. Yep. Verbal abuse. This and that. Blah, blah, blah. Yep. You know, 2 weeks later.
Yep.
Oh my God. Him?
Yep.
Come on, guys. Let's do better, please.
Yep. And I, you know, the thing is, it's a really hard conversation because what the problem is that what that conversation then happened is that spanned into...
I know what's coming. The C word. The C word.
Colorism. And then people started to attack. And it's really unfortunate because then people started to drag and attack dark-skinned women. And then there was the colorism. And it just, it was just this... What's really annoying about it is that we just don't know how to separate conversations. That whole conversation around what happened with Unantina Model was simply people not knowing their place, not knowing to mind their business. Because they, at the end of the day, who she decides to date,
but who is
her
she?
Business.
Who is she that everyone is so, like, disappointed for her? Is this, like, the same thing that happened with Ducky Fort?
Yeah. Yes, yes. Except with Ducky Fort, the guy wasn't, you know, wasn't...
watch your words.
Yes, I need to be very careful. So the guy was the model was handsome. The guy who Ducky thought was dating.
So let's go with traditionally handsome and Unknown T not being traditionally handsome.
There we go. Because I would never. I'm not going to use that word, and I don't think he is anyway.
And I'm not saying that, but I'm getting from what you're saying that basically people are playing the.
Yes,
beauty politics are
exactly,
at play here.
Exactly. It's exactly that. And so it then brings the question, right? And then obviously the biggest
question. What happened to personality, guys? I thought you all wanted personality.
I just don't know why it matters. I don't get it. I don't understand what...
You do understand it, though.
I do, I was still baffled, though, Ebs. I was still baffled by the conversation. I was still sitting there just thinking, even in the grand scheme of things, what does her dating him... Number one, I have to do with you, but why does it matter? Like, why does it matter if that's her choice? Why does it matter? This is what I couldn't understand. Because she's not going to date you.
Forget that. But
so forget, why does it matter?
Forget that, but what's wrong with him?
There's nothing wrong with him. That's right. Why I was just like, why does it matter? Why?
That's horrible.
It's a really horrible thing. And the thing is, obviously, he was, the people that were saying stuff, they were obviously quoting him being like, mind your business, which was really good and stuff. But I was thinking as an artist perspective, if I started dating someone, and I get up on the internet and someone says that about me, like, oh, why is she dating him? Bro, forget me being an artist.
I'm guessing it's not the same as like saying he's punching.
But
punching would be a soft thing, like, oh, you're punching, like, you're.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, man.
No, like, they were literally saying that it was almost as if he doesn't deserve it.
Speak.
And that was only based on her being this really beautiful model or whatever, and then thinking that, you know, he's not good enough. And I just think it's horrible. There's nothing you can do about it. It's the culture. It's not going to change. But it got me thinking about it today.
Change, though. Like, we kind of accept these things that are...
We shouldn't.
It's not going to change, but we probably should not, like, accept that. And people should be a lot more mindful because, once again, the other thing is mental well-being every day, right? Yeah. Guys don't care. You know, like me... I come to a conclusion on so many things. Man, people just, like, they don't care. Like, they don't care. So it's like, we'll be here talking to, like, they don't care, man.
I summarized this. I said this 4 weeks ago, and it's the mantra that I live on. Everyone is full of shit. Bless up.
Yeah, man.
Because there's nothing you can do. Everyone is full of shit.
Everyone is mad. You can just, like...
Everyone is full of
you
shit.
You can just, like, obviously navigate your... Like, you can just navigate the way you need to navigate.
Yeah,
of course, do what you feel is...
Yeah, yeah.
Can't deal with stuff like that.
Bro,
because, like, I see all the... To me, and of course, we're all inconsistent in some ways or whatever, but people are just so inconsistent. Just with that, there's so much inconsistencies there with, like, what they probably... What you might even be able to find on their page from last week. Yeah. Like, oh, be kind. These types of things and all. BS, man.
Yeah, it is.
Because it's unfortunate. Anyway.
But yeah, no, we pick up him anyway. I'm hoping to hear good, like, new music from him because I like him. That was me, the most important thing. I don't care about all that. I just want to hear new music.
Yeah. And I guess that's what now comes when you've got people covering your personal life.
Yes. Yeah, man. Anyway, music shit. Grammys.
Hey, Beyonce.
Woo. Nas won his first Grammy.
He did.
He deserved that.
30 years later.
He deserved that.
He deserved that.
That album was... What? Do you think it was a better rap album last year?
Out of the ones that were nominated, I'm not mad at him getting it. I really am not. Like, my friend was like, oh, Freddie Gibbs, Alfredo. I know. That I don't Freddie care, Gibbs though. I don't care. Because Nas needed a Grammy. I'm a Nas fan, so I agree with you. I understand that it's, you know, unfortunate. But listen, it's his first nomination, isn't it?
Fair point.
So,
but that Freddie Gibbs album was bad.
It was sick. But in the grand scheme of things, man, I don't care. Nas needed the Grammy.
He didn't need the Grammy because of anything.
It's just like, you know, whenever you see these stats of people who just don't have them, and artists, and people are like, oh, why do people care about the Grammys? The artists care about the Grammys.
Of course they do.
So they care about the Grammys, which means as fans, we care about the Grammys. As much as we all will be like, the Grammys get it wrong, it's BS.
Excuse me, if I was an artist and I won a Grammy, I couldn't give a flying fuck what they get wrong.
The thing is that the Grammys will always, I guess, because they're the institution, right, for that, they're the pinnacle of, like, music, awarding or whatever it is, like celebration. For artists care, which is why I care that Nas got the Grammy.
It's true.
And yeah, Freddie Gibbs, man, he'll be back next year. It's fine.
It's a good point.
It's fine. Nas, his last album was from a few years ago. It was the Kanye one, which obviously wasn't nominated for anything, but his album before that would have been his Life is Good album, which was like from nearly over maybe 10 years ago now.
Do you know what I mean?
How many more are we gonna get from him? Freddie Gibbs is out here. I know he's an older guy, but he's out here, man. He's gonna be.
And in all fairness, I think even more so, exactly what you said, what happened with the Kanye album was quite a big deal, because Kanye ruined a lot of people's albums that year.
Other than Pusha T's.
Pusha T's was the only one that
Tiana.
Ruined. Tiana had to come back with the other album
and exhaust
and
us.
And we were happy because the album was heavy. Yeah, it was heavy. It was well deserved.
Exhausting. Oh my god.
But the point was, you know what I'm saying. So I really do feel like I was very happy when I saw that, because Nas really deserved.
I like that album. I like that King's Disease album.
That was a very good album. Very good album. And then obviously my boy K. Tronada. Well deserved.
100%.
Two Grammys as well. Well deserved.
Yeah, no, he deserved those. He should have got that.
That Bubba album, I knew it was going to get it.
He should have been nominated before.
Yeah, 99.9% was an extreme.
He should have been nominated before, and it's just like, you know, again, these are the things that the Grammys will then get criticised for, because they had him nominated in the Best New Artist category. He's been here for 10 years. He's not a fucking new artist. What are we even... And he's had a debut
as well.
If the criteria is that you have to have a debut album, Bubba's not the debut album. He shouldn't have been in that category anyway, because, yeah. And, of course, Meg got three Grammys. Grammy award winning.
It's an interesting one.
Oh, look at you. What's your issue with Meg, man? So annoying. Come on, tell me what your issue is. Yeah, that's an interesting one. Fucking men. Don't laugh. Tell me what your issue is. Come on. Come on.
Oh, don't kill me.
Come on. Tell me what your issue is.
I'm happy for her. Look, she's not my cup of tea. That's it. I'm happy.
Who is your cup of tea? That's a female.
Rhapsody.
Oh, fuck off. Alright. Tell me something original. Rhapsody. Oh my god.
Oh, fuck off, man. But it's true. I'll take Rhapsody over Megan any day. I'll take Young MA over Megan any day.
Okay.
But Megan produces music that people like. What can you say?
So there's Rhapsody's Grammy nominated.
Exactly.
Just didn't win.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well. No, I didn't try it.
You thought I wasn't going to say anyone, didn't it?
No, I knew you were going to say Rhapsody. That's why I was just like, fuck off. Like, could you give me somebody else? I hate that for Rhapsody too, man. I hate that you lot just use her as a counter-argument.
No, you don't.
You're a liar. And you represent all the men, yeah, that use Rhapsody as a counter-argument for the... what should we say? more sexualized women.
No, we're not doing that. Because I don't have an issue. Wait, before a man speaking over a woman.
This is 2021. Look at that.
Shut your mouth. Now you tried it. You actually tried it. I have no issue with sex in music. Come on. With all of the artists I listen to. No, I don't have an issue. We're not doing that. I have no issue with that. You know why? Because I like some of Cardi B's songs. Not all of them.
Wow, amazing.
Not a great amount of them. Wow. But I don't have an issue with sex, and that's not why I'm saying that. But you know the kind of music that I listen to.
I wasn't saying that. That you had an issue with sex. I'm just saying, you and many others like you use Rhapsody. I knew you were going to say Rhapsody. That's why I said, like, you use Rhapsody as if Rhapsody is, like, the... But, like, I don't even know why you lot use it. You'd have to explain to me why Rhapsody is the go-to
she's a counter to
when I'm talking about Meg. Why wouldn't you tell me that, like... Why wouldn't you just say, oh, like, why wouldn't you just talk about, yeah, why wouldn't you talk about Cardi B? Why wouldn't you say Nicki?
Because, again, I'm not a fan of Cardi. Nicki hasn't released an album in a good couple of years.
You wouldn't say Nicki anyway.
Well, I would have definitely.
No, you wouldn't have said Nicki anyway.
Well, Nicki's a better rapper than Meg, so of course I would have. Rhapsody's releasing music now, Nicki is not, so that don't make no sense. Who else am I going to say? Sweetie.
I'm gonna say
City Girls.
That's like Rhapsody. Rhapsody's not you.
She's releasing music. She's a musician artist. Who else am I gonna pick? Think about it. Who else am I gonna pick? You know me. You know what music I listen to. Who else am I gonna pick?
Rhapsody.
Exactly. So get out of it, bro.
Rhapsody.
My point is in all fairness, I will be honest. She deserved the award for the Savage Remix. Because that tune was very big last year.
That's very big of you to say.
Yeah, no, she deserved the award for Savage Remix. I'm going to give you that. But to be honest with you, Beyonce's verse killed her. But anyway,
yeah, no, of course she did. Come on.
But that's just how it goes. But she deserved that for Savage Remix. I'm going to give that to her. And Cardi what? She won for...
Begrudgingly.
Begrudgingly.
Take it.
But what about the Best Song Award?
Who won that? Taylor Swift.
Her.
I can't breathe.
That was such a token award, you know. They said BLM here. Here, you fucking annoying fucking protesters. Here, take it. It's not that it's a bad song because I actually like the song, but yeah, as song of the year.
But her is like a Grammy like favorite.
She's like an
industry darling for them. So
yeah, that's a fair point.
She's gonna pick up some stuff.
Still no album, and she's doing this.
So I'm saying, so you know, Prince,
you know,
Prince
that first
Jay
album has
that,
got
so.
To be like off the hook.
I think people have forgotten. Well, I mean, I haven't forgotten, but I know.
No,
what you mean. I know what you mean, but yeah.
Like, do you feel like it's a lot of pressure for her? What?
Nah. Look at her, she's winning Grammys. She's cool.
She
I would not. There's no pressure for me if I'm winning Grammys. I don't even have an official
album.
That's
a good point. That's
like,
a good point.
Out yet or anything? Like I'm cool.
That's true. That's a good point actually. Yeah, I thought that was interesting. Why they chose that song? Obviously, Billie Eilish won. She won Best New Artist.
No, that's what Meg won. I think.
What did Billie Eilish win? Did she win album?
She
of
won
the year?
Something. She won one of the big ones. Like
no, Taylor got album of the year.
Why? I didn't even see a song from Taylor Swift. Was Ariana nominated in that?
Yeah, why didn't she get it?
They should have given that to her.
Hey, do you know that album was bad? I'm gonna be honest.
We've spoken about it already.
I didn't really listen to Ariana Grande until, if I'm being honest, I'm gonna actually be very frank.
Until last year.
It was actually my missus. She was just like, oh, you listen to, I was like, no, I've heard like
she's
one
good.
Or two songs.
She's good.
So I listened
she's
to the
great,
album
actually.
As in like a couple months ago. I was like,
yeah,
my mouth was
you
like,
came here, I was like, yeah, I was saying this before. And I was like,
I was shocked. I was just like, huh? Wow, I was like, she's this good. I said, I get why you people. I get it now. How did you get it? So, yeah, I was shocked she wouldn't vote.
Okay.
Who else was that? And then your boy, Burner.
My boy?
Sorry, why is my
your
boy?
Now, yeah, congrats to him.
I would like to say I was right. Now,
about
this is
what?
Not about you, okay. But on Twitter, I was saying to people the Diddy executive production made sense and it's going to get him a Grammy. And everyone was cussing me and everyone was saying, no, it doesn't make sense. And now look, I said it. I said, Burna Boy made one of the smartest moves as an artist. He broke into America by getting one of the biggest executives in music, period. All you need to see is Diddy is doing it. And that's it. That's the end of it. It's wrapped up. So he didn't win it last year, which he deserved it for African Giant. He won it this
year. But Coffee won. And that Rapture
Exactly.
Come on.
It made sense. So he won it. He got his Grammy. And it was, you know what? For Burner as an artist, whether I like Twice as Tall or not or whatever, it doesn't matter. For Burner as an artist, he deserved that. He 100% deserved that. Because he's been working hard and his music has been incredible for the past 10 years, if not longer.
For the past 10 years?
Yeah. Listen, Burna Boy's best album isn't even African Giant.
Oh, okay.
That's the dumbest thing. Burna Boy's best album is Spaceship, which was 2006, I think it was.
Is this where people pull up all them old videos where he looks...
Right. When we go to Burna's concerts, yeah. The songs that we like hearing the most are the ones.
It's always the case, though, isn't it? Yeah, it's always the case when you go to the artist.
But he deserved it. You know, it's one of those things where forget about what he won it for, even though, you know, Twice is not a bad album, but it wasn't the best. I get it. I get all the debates.
Sometimes artists don't win the Grammy for what they should have won, or even like the Oscars and stuff like that. I remember when... They felt like when people say that Denzel should have got it for Malcolm X, but he ended up getting it for like Training Day or something sometime late.
Okay,
and
yes,
it's like
yes,
as a residual
yes.
Oscar. Like they gave, even though he was incredible in Training Day, later on in life when I was reading up on stuff, I learned that, people really thought he should have got an Oscar for his performance in Malcolm X. Some years later, they gave it to him for Training Day.
They did the same thing to Leonardo DiCaprio.
It was crazy. He didn't have one anyway.
It was nuts. That guy's a phenomenal actor, and he got it for a film.
Is that the one where he's like in the fort, in the Revenant
one.
Or whatever?
It's not that it was bad. It was a great performance. It was just like, you pass all these other films to give it for this.
He should have had one ages ago.
He should have had more than one. That's a
joke. He should have had more than one ages ago. So that was wild. So again, sometimes they don't get it for.
That's actually a fair point. That's actually true. I just thought Burna deserved that, man. I can't even take it away from him. Burna deserved that.
Why would you take it away from him? The thing, always trying to take things away from people. Try to take away from Meg. No, because one day we'll have this conversation about why guys like to bring up Rhapsody. I don't believe you.
I like Rhapsody.
For the purpose of the agenda, I don't believe you.
So stupid.
I cannot. Oh, wait, did you listen to Drake's Scary Hours too?
Okay, so I'm going to be honest.
Oh, here we go.
I'm going to be honest.
On the TVH podcast, you're going to be honest.
I'm
going to
be honest. I was expecting to be disappointed by Scary Hours 2.
Okay.
I played it once. I was like, this is better than I thought. I played it again. And I thought, actually, this is pretty
good. There's only three songs.
I know. I had to play it again. Drake does, isn't it? He'll drop it and you'll just be like, I'm going to be honest. Actually, that was a very impressive. That Scary Hours 2 free track was better than that drivel he dropped last.
Dark Lane demo tapes.
That free track EP was the Little Baby verse. Probably that's the best verse I've liked from him since Drip Too Hard.
Because
I don't listen to Little Baby that much. I'm going to be honest.
Baby's hard, but yeah.
But that Little Baby verse was hard. Rick Ross's verse, hard. That Lemon Pepper, ridiculous. Yeah. And it was just, I was like, you know what? I'm going to give it to you, Drake. This was just giving things to people. Yeah, I'm going to give him flowers, isn't it? He deserved that.
Yeah, okay.
It was pretty impressive. So I'm not going to lie. That was one, two, three. Debuted
at 1, 2, 3. That's crazy.
It's nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah, Drake's gone clear, man. Drake he's been whisper clear. On the track and it just doesn't matter.
He dropped a free track, not even EP. It's gone number one, number two, number three.
He's the first artist to do so as well.
Yeah, he'll be the only one.
Yeah, Beyonce could do it.
No.
Beyonce could do it. If Beyonce drops a free track EP tomorrow, we'll go straight away.
Straight away. I think you have
guaranteed.
Beyonce,
do you
confused.
Really don't understand how big Beyonce is, do you?
I definitely understand how big
Beyonce is.
Okay,
so Beyonce could do it.
But
Beyonce,
I think you're not
understanding. Who's bigger than Beyonce and Drake?
In the streaming game. Drake.
In the streaming game,
that's what
Drake.
I'm talking about. Okay, in the streaming game, Drake
but that doesn't
is no
mean,
joke.
But Beyonce doesn't drop as much music as Drake, so it's hard to compare.
It's not even hard to compare. We could just look at her.
Lemonade is still in the top 100 billboards.
So she definitely still has strong streaming numbers.
Okay.
So, what are you talking about? You're saying that if Beyonce dropped a 12-track album tomorrow, she's going to chart 1 to 12.
I don't know anyone that's going to chart 1 to 12.
Drake?
Drake will chart 1 to 12.
One, two, three.
Yeah,
he only needs a few more spots.
I don't think he's gonna take. Because
I don't think that. I was thinking, is that actually gonna happen? I'm like, raw. Okay, that might mean
it's more likely
to happen with
three tracks than 12, though.
I don't know, because I didn't know that you could. I didn't know that you could debut all three of your songs.
Do you know why that's the case? Do you know why I think that's not true?
If Drake drops another 20-song album and it charts not 1 to 20... No, but let's not say...
Stop, what are you saying?
I'm just saying.
It's not going to happen. There's no way it's going to happen. Stop trying.
All right, then.
No way. Because you know how that can't be true? When that Dark Lane Lost Tape, whatever, yeah, drops... You tried it!
But at the same time, because you're talking about Beyonce, I'm like, Beyonce's not going to do that.
If Beyonce dropped a 2 or 3 track EP, I think she could. If Beyonce dropped an album, it will obviously chart, but it's not going to do what Drake did, as in 1 to 20. However, I do feel a smaller EP could.
I'm only talking about streams, man.
Yeah, I'm actually saying that when they dropped the Jay-Z and Beyonce album, well, no, it did great numbers when it dropped.
It went number 2.
Yeah, no, it's actually a fair point. Yeah. Anyway, Drake has a streaming game.
I don't know where Ape Shit as the lead single, where it landed. I think it was definitely in the top 5.
Yeah.
I don't believe any of the other songs were.
It's a big tune. I remember that day. That was after the Run the Talk.
That was the second one they did in London, which I wasn't at.
Because they dropped it midnight, isn't it? They dropped it. Because I remember leaving.
And then it came up.
I was like, what the fuck happened? I didn't hear this. I was pissed. I
was just like, oh, why couldn't you lot do this on the first date I was there yesterday?
What the fuck is this? I was annoyed.
Yeah, but I don't know. But anyway, that's what you did, and you thought it was impressive, yeah.
I really liked it. So I'm looking forward to the album. I always look forward to a Drake album, but I was just that last EP really disappointed me, and I only liked the Giveon track because I like Giveon. So I was just what is going to do next? But yeah, no, that was really good. Do you know what though? This Anderson .Paak and Bruno Mars.
Yeah, where did they beef them? What was that about?
It was fake.
Oh.
Do you know what it was?
Look at that,
do you know how? Do you know, that was such. Whoever came up with that PR, well done to you.
What, arguing online?
No, do you know why they did it?
Why?
You don't get it. So you know.
I don't get it. Yeah, tell me.
I'll explain it. You know how when bands used to argue back in the day, they used to break up and then they used to come back and say, "Let's do a reunion show."
Like B2K.
Oasis, all them kind of bands. That's what they were doing it because the kind of aesthetic that they're doing is like an old 70s band. So you'll see when they were talking, they were like, all right, let's come together for one more Oscar performance. You know, I'll forgive you, all that kind of... It was all part of PR. It was so smart. Because when you saw it, you thought, well, this is just random.
It was random.
But when you think about the way that they've got... So the video, if you look at the whole aesthetic, everything is very, very prepared. Even the way they make videos.
Of course it is. It's Anderson .Paak and Bruno Mars. Yeah. Why couldn't they just film a short skit?
Nah, because it would have been dumb. The short skit would have been stupid. It probably wouldn't have been that funny. It was way better this way. Way better this way. But that's my personal opinion. All right. Personally. All right. You know what I mean?
I thought it was like...
That album will win a Grammy next year. Mark my words.
Ooh, hot take.
Mark my words. We'll go back to this episode next year.
It's not a hot take.
We'll go back to this.
That's not a hot take.
Oh, you were trying to be...
It's not a hot take. Man's saying it as if not everyone will be saying it. It's Bruno Mars, it's Anderson .Paak. Like, ooh. Again, it's like you said... Literally, this is... We've been very predictable today. Very, very predictable. But yeah, I'm looking forward to that album anyway. Sometimes you've got to spice it up. I'm looking forward to that album. That should be really good. I like that single that they dropped.
Yes, but a beautiful, beautiful song, man. Yeah, no, I am looking forward to the album, actually. There's been a really good amount of like good music that's coming out recently. Oh, I've been what album was I listening to? Sorry, I was even listening to this the other day.
What?
Where is it? So it's random, but Kings of Leon dropped a new album.
Oh yeah, I saw that. Yeah, I saw that.
Album's it's not anything
nothing like that.
Phenomenal, but it was like their new stuff.
But you know what? We need to get out of everything having to, I guess, be phenomenal.
Yeah, I agree.
Or garbage.
I agree.
Like,
I 100% agree.
The fact that now I feel like a lot more fans, ourselves included, operating on those two points.
Yeah.
An album could just be good.
Yeah.
That's why, like, when you're saying anything about Nas album, I'm like, it's not a bad album. It's not a out of this world album.
Yeah, but it's not a bad album.
I'm not mad that he got it. Do you know what I mean?
I agree. I think Nas dropped that album in the right year because if I'm just being frank, there were good albums that released, like the Freddie Gibbs album, whatever. But Nas, I think just for the consistency, the fact that every song bangs, the production, the everything was just like, you know what, this is solid. Like, yeah. There's no, I would go as far as say, I actually don't think there was a bad song on that album. I generally do not. I think nearly every yeah. song.
I think I like every song. Yeah, on there,
so
much,
you know what I mean. Like, so it's like, you know what, you released it in the right year. Because other artists are going to be dropping this year, like Drake dropping this year. I think Cole's going to drop this year. And everyone, there's rumors about Kendrick dropping this year as
Cole
well.
Cole doesn't even submit his music to the Grammys.
Oh, he stopped doing that, didn't he?
Yeah, because did he? For what? Yeah, oh, with Dreamville.
No, not with Dreamville. With
Miguel.
No, with, what's his name? 21 Savage.
Okay. Yeah, no, because I think it's because he got like snubbed as a best new artist.
Yeah, I'm so pissed.
Huh? On your first nomination. Can we call it a snub on your first nomination? If you get nominated once, first time,
because
and you
everyone
don't,
thought he
and,
was
and,
going
and,
to.
And I think he was nominated alongside Nicki Minaj.
Wasn't that the one where it was with and like a bunch the Macklemore one?
Oh, I don't think so. That was like 2015, 16. This is like earlier. Because he's not submitted.
Okay. I see what you mean. Okay. Yeah,
I don't. Yeah, so anyway, okay. I know that he doesn't submit his music to the Grammys anymore. The Weeknd recently announced that he's not going to be submitting his music to the Grammys anymore.
I'm not really that much of a Weeknd.
I know, but it's just part of the context.
Yeah.
Because you mentioned Cole. Oh. You mentioned Cole, and I'm like, he's not going to submit anyway.
You know about me and my thoughts on The Weeknd. I've already said this countless times at this point.
The Weeknd's re-releasing House of Balloons in its original.
You know, I'm going to give it a try.
What, the House of Balloons?
Yeah.
Have you heard it before?
No.
Oh, sick. You should listen to
it. I'm going to give it a try. And I'm going to give you an honest review.
Yeah, sick.
I'm looking forward to that.
I think you'll like it. I think you'll like that House of Balloons.
Yeah, I probably will.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting.
That's funny. But what was you saying about, why were you talking about Cole and Kendrick and that? So you're saying that Nas can't hang with them?
No. I didn't say that.
Well, where were you going with it?
I was saying,
because you were like, bigger artists are going to drop, basically. So he dropped it in the right year,
yeah,
and it was quiet.
So, let's be honest. If Nas had dropped that album this year, look, I love Nas to bits. If Nas had dropped that album this year.
Well, that's basically what you were saying.
Yeah, in a nice way, that's possible.
That's fair.
And we have to be fair, really. Like, I'm just going to be honest. It would have been difficult for him. I can't lie. He probably still would have got nominated, but it would have been difficult for him.
Depends on who dropped.
Yeah. But then if you looked at who dropped last year and who got nominated, if, let's just say it was just Drake that dropped an album last year.
Drake did, but I don't know if he submitted it.
I don't know if you, because that was like, wasn't it after the deadline though?
I have no idea, you know, like zero idea.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was late.
It was after August. Was it in the winter? Was it in like autumn and stuff?
It was a late EP. I think it wouldn't have counted anyway.
I can't remember
if that project ever gets nominated for a Grammy, someone is definitely.
No, it's out. It's out now, so
yeah,
it's done.
But his album will get nominated for a Grammy next year. You just know it's just kind of
Drake, Kendrick, Cole. Who else is supposed to drop?
Drake, Kendrick, Cole. What's his name? Fucking J-Rock is meant to drop a new album this year.
Cool.
I'm looking forward to that.
That should be good.
Looking forward to that, actually. I wonder if we'll hear new music from Jay.
Been hearing him. We just had him a few weeks ago.
On the Nipsey Hussle tune.
Yeah.
Banger, fam. Yeah, I want a new album from Jay. I just want to hear what he's going to do in this day and age. That's all I care about.
You heard it a few years ago. It was still this day and age.
Yeah, and it's fucking incredible.
It's like a few years ago. Like, it was so long ago. But and you're still getting guest verses and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's my boy. What's your wheel up?
My wheel up this week is... Why have I forgotten it?
I've got two, but I think I'm going to play.
It's Nux.
Oh, Nux.
Yeah, Nux dropped a short song, even. Los Polos Hermanos. I think it's supposed to be said Lo Polo Hermanos, something like that. I don't know how it's supposed to be said, I don't know. But whatever this song is called by Nux, which is lit. Because, you know, like, if I just say it, like, what does that say to you? Exactly.
Los Polos
Hermanos.
Hermanos.
Hermanos. So there's supposed to be a twang on it, but I don't know what twang it is. So it's like, I don't know.
Sounds great.
It is. It's only like, it's short though. So this is Nux. LPH.
Yeah, we'll run with that.
It'll be in the description anyway.
I like Nux a lot, man.
He's great. Takes him on up. Oh, there we go.
Ooh. Yeah.
And I think he might have produced this as well. I'm pretty sure he produced this too. He's just a great artist, honestly.
He's a very, very, very good artist.
And I always like the like little clips, like film clips or like audio clips that he puts at the beginning, like the references that he uses for his music. Because then he's got video out for this as well. And again, he's another guy that does really great visuals. So, but yeah, that's Nux.
Yeah, Nux gets my time of day, bro. That's a wavy tune.
What's yours?
So I was stuck between two, and I'm gonna go for this one because it dropped last week Friday. It's Georgia Smith.
Oh yeah,
Addicted. Very good song.
I haven't listened to it yet.
Very good song.
I missed that. I saw she was posting that she was about to drop, and then I just kind of.
Because I'll stop it. There's so many. There's Highest dropped a new one as well, which was today. Buff song. Buff song. But anyway, I'm going to go over Addicted just because it's a nice tune. Too far in
it, too far gone. She knows what's in it, she knows what's wrong. I want a new album from Georgia Smith.
Yeah. 100%. I think she's probably going to drop this year, but I'm assuming she's been gearing up with new music. This is the first drop in a while.
Yeah.
It's just got this nice indie kind of like rock feel to it that it's just like, it suits your voice a lot.
Oh, you pointed at the wall there. Yeah, that sounds good. Yeah, Georgia, come back.
Yes!
I know you're here, but come back. I definitely want another album.
Dude, slaps! So yeah.
Yeah, I definitely want another album. What was the other song that you wanted?
This song! Yeah, so it was... hold on, what was it? Yeah, it's this one. It was this Brent Fires one.
Oh, Show You Off. Yeah. He's a guy, man. He's a guy.
Hey, I can't lie to you.
He's a guy.
Hard. This tune is hard. I was very impressed with this. Very. This is dope. The whole, and then when it comes in at the end and the crescendo, I say, yeah. Brent, my boy, well done.
Come on.
Brent, my boy, good on. Come on, yeah. Yes, big tune.
All right, on to more important matters. Are you scared of salt bay?
What, dipping meat in my mouth?
Yes.
No.
You're a liar.
I don't care.
Oh, I'm glad.
Why would I care?
I was saying that for fun.
No. My masculinity is very secure. I don't care.
That's good to know, man.
Yeah. I'm not paying $120 for a man to dip meat in my mouth. However,
because that's how much it is. Oh.
$120 is extra. It's called Salt Bay Passion.
But I just kept saying, I'm like, why are men scared of Salt Bay?
Because they're weak. What does it matter? Someone dips meat in your mouth. What? I don't get it.
Then kings used to get fed.
Exactly. I don't understand.
Like back in the day, like what they told you.
kings used to get fed by women. Food. That's why. Right. See, do you see the misogyny that pops out? See what I'm saying?
Fed grapes and stuff like that.
I couldn't give a flying fuck.
I definitely think it's super silly, but I just wanted to get your...
But I don't know why men are...
You're a man, so you tell me.
I want to know why men are paying for it, because you have to pay for it. Because
it's a meal, right?
No, but the actual part where he dips meat in your mouth is extra.
Oh, I can imagine why. Yeah.
Why are you paying for it to then refuse on camera? I don't get it.
Content.
Idiots.
Content.
Stupid. That's
the thing, innit? Like, people like this want to film themselves refusing, I guess.
Oh, it's dumb.
Not me. I don't know.
I don't care. I'm not going to go. Yeah. I'm just saying.
You're going to go to this restaurant when it opens up here?
I'm not really that much of a steak fan, but if I've got them, probably.
Yeah, go probably. Try it.
To be honest with you, I'm with everything when everything opens, bruv.
I'll go to Woolies at 3 a.m., bro.
I just went out my house.
We all are. When everything's open, everyone's going.
Hey, the first night in Shoreditch, when it pops, bruv, I can't wait.
In Shoreditch the other night, It was the first time in literally, a year that I've been in Shoreditch late. So it was Saturday night. There was no one around. And it was so weird for me because, normally between the times of, midnight to 3 a.m. you're gonna see people littered up and down the street, outside the club, on the street, Tesco, the kebab shops, jumping in Uber.
It's hotel nights,
you're gonna see mad people around. Saturday night, it was just so dead. It was just empty. I was like, wow, this is just, not even really any cars around, Ubers, pulling up or whatever. Nothing like that. And I thought, wow, it's been a long time. It's literally been a year or just a little bit more that I've been in Shoreditch late. I've been in Shoreditch coming through to do, obviously recording stuff like that. But, just being there after midnight, I was like, wow, this is, countryside.
Mm-hmm.
Very quiet, very quiet. Mm-hmm. So, it's going
to
be the...
Yeah, that's why I said I'm really fascinated to know how it's going to be when life restarts, or the whole nightlife restarts, because obviously there's going to be so much. I feel there's going to be a lot of apprehension, but people are still wanna go.
Of course.
But obviously, just it's a lot to get used to, and obviously the economy itself needs to restart, and so there's going to be a lot of incentive. There's going to be a lot of events and all that kind of stuff, and so
as there should be, man.
It's going to be a good thing to get the economy
back.
People have
been deprived of fun.
I'm not gonna lie to you that the first night out, I can't wait, fam. I can't wait. Because some of the best nights that I've had is those random nights on a Friday night when you end up in Ace Hotel.
Those are the ones.
Those are the ones, man.
Even though Ace Hotel is not there like that anymore, just the.
But the hotel still exists, right?
Yeah, the hotel's still there. But the energy of this, the energy of this area. And, Shoreditch is really not. The fact that we're super deprived because Shoreditch being the pinnacle of a lot of people's nightlife experience is kind of sad. But it's what we got.
Yeah, it's true.
It's what we got.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Well, anyway.
Anything else to talk about? Oh, did you check? Did you watch that Harry and Meghan thing? And Oprah?
The interview. Very interesting.
What was interesting?
Because the Royal Mail PR after that has been
annoying.
It hasn't done a very good job, but it's been on.
It's super
job.
Transparent, but I think, sometimes as well, because we're on socials and stuff, it only accounts for a small amount of people.
In
the real world, people are really they believe it.
you do realize a lot when you're on social media that it is very much, which is
try talk to one of your friends that's not on socials. They'll just look at you like you're crazy. What are you talking about?
Most people, and that's why you see the rebuttals that you see on social media, as in people damning them, saying they're doing this for the royal family, or that's actually how most people are outside. But social media does create an echo chamber where you think, oh, maybe most of us have sense. It's a very
more people are taking it in and accepting that narrative than not.
Yeah. Because, again, this country has always had a problem with accepting or taking accountability or responsibility for how they have contributed to colonialism, to racism, to systematic racism.
You mean the pioneers of this thing?
Exactly. They do not take responsibility for it, to the point where people who were the forerunners, Winston Churchill, they create statues of them. And so if you think, Meghan and Harry, who were the royal family, they're going to go on TV and people are going to see that, wow, there is racism. The country don't care.
Yeah, no, this place doesn't care.
The country don't give a... they don't give a flying
fuck.
That is
why
that's
the interview is done in America.
It's... you think they're going to come here and Piers Morgan is going to be like, you know what, it's so true, we need to do something. But look what happened to Piers Morgan the day after. Because the country can't accept the fact that there's an issue.
But it's not even for... He didn't get fired for racism, though.
No, he didn't. No, he got sacked for being a dickhead.
Absolute prick.
Full of shit, man.
It's like, you know, like when someone just gets so into their, like, their hateful person, and then you just went, obviously you just went too far.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, you just went 100% too far. Yeah. It was a good interview. I enjoyed it.
It was a good interview. I did. And I actually enjoyed the way Oprah did it. Listen, the thing is, everyone was making, there was criticism about it, but look.
What criticism?
Because she was trying to get these answers, and she was trying to get clear answers, so she was pushing certain buttons. Not to be rude, but it's like, look, Oprah's been doing this for a long time.
Yeah.
You've got to give her props. She's not dumb. She knows how to get the right answers, that's what she got.
That's also how she interviews.
Exactly.
How Oprah interviews. Yeah. If you watch any of her interviews,
that's what I wasn't shocked by.
That's how she's gotten all of the. That's how she interviews. That's her style. That's how she does it.
Makes sense. So. Apparently, I don't know if it's true, but apparently Britney's going to go and do an interview.
Is it? That would be sick. I watched the Framing Britney documentary the other day. Really good. And yeah, man, it's sad. It's super unfortunate. Have you seen it?
I've just seen clips from it.
It's a good documentary. It's crazy because, like, do you remember that time?
Yeah.
You remember that time when Britney
dragged the fuck out of her? But I was young.
Yeah.
I didn't get what was going on.
Right.
But when you, obviously now I'm older, you realise now they really abused her, you know?
Yeah, like, because I remember, of course, I know most of us will remember when she shaved her head. It was all over the papers. It was a big deal. It was a massive deal. It was Britney, and, like, of course, we know, like, the Britney Justin breaking up.
And then you realise now you're older.
Britney Spears in general was just massive. Yeah. It was just everything she did was just a big deal.
Yeah.
Like everything she did. Yeah. So
And then you obviously realize that in all of this, you know, he wasn't as highlighted as he is now, but Justin Timberlake was the biggest villain on the planet. That was an awful individual.
He was. Again. Awful. 10 years, 15 years later. You know, because there's interview clips. Oh, did you sleep with Britney? Like, these are things that interviewers are asking him. And it's everyone's laughing in the studio. It's all vibes. 15 years later, I'd like to apologize for the way
Yes. Even the whole Janet Jackson thing. You should have apologized about Janet for years when it happened.
Come on.
The guy was making jokes.
Of course he was.
The guy was making jokes. He ruined her.
This is a guy who tried to diss Prince. Can't be trusted.
Dickhead.
The albums are the albums, what?
Yeah.
The man can't be trusted.
Yeah, honestly.
So yeah, Framing Britney was really good. I would encourage everyone to go watch it.
Yeah, I'm gonna give it a shot because I saw clips and I was very disheartened just how she'd been treating herself. So I do hope with Oprah she gets to tell her story. And
I don't think she's going on Oprah though, because it doesn't sound like she can do that.
This
conservatorship thing, like binding agreement that she has, is a mad thing. It's mad.
What, the one that with her dad and stuff like that?
Yeah. That's not that thing with her dad. That is her existence with her dad. Like, that's her existence in this world right now. If they don't say yes, she can't go sit with Oprah. Wow. Oprah can't even get to Britney, so I don't think that's going to happen unless... And it seems, at least the tone of the... I know there was an update and they have added a co-conservator onto, like, the original one. So now it's her dad and a bank that get to overlook her, like, affairs and things of that nature. But the dad still has president over the bank and he still controls all her financial stuff.
Wow.
Financial. And because this he basically owns her person. Can you imagine saying you wanted to come record today and your mom or your mom saying no, and you can't leave the house today? Oh, I want to go see my friend. No, not that one. You can see him or you can see her.
That guy's a wicked man.
It's crazy. So yeah, I don't see. It would be good if she could, but I don't see that happening anytime soon. And the tone of the documentary sounds as if this is one of those legally. It's like a legally binding agreement that's like till death. Like, there's no way around it. There's no way to get out of it. Like, you know, they had a couple experts on there saying, I've never seen anyone break out of this. When it's at this point, they are part of your person, and because also, like, the lawyers and the dad, they are pushing to make the conservatorship a business. They want to make it a business hybrid. Like, that's part of it. It's very crazy. But yeah, people are saying that, like, from that, the tone of the documentary doesn't sound like this is something that she can just. Jay-Z can't get her out of this. because in my mind I'm like, this is what you call Jay-Z for. This is what you call Jay-Z for, but it's not one of those ones. Like, it's very,
wow.
It's like, it's almost like, you know, I'm not gonna say that.
No, but it sounds nuts.
It is. It's like she can't move or do anything without her dad giving permission for it. That's no one can crazy. Come in and see her without it being approved by him and whoever the other, like, you know, people that manage her and stuff, even down to friends and people and who gets to be around her. Like, she's extremely isolated, which I guess is why then the social media thing happened with the Free Britney, and they're like decrypting. Did you know there's a whole podcast decoding all her Instagram posts? It's mad.
I'm speechless.
Like, that's the point that it got to, that people were like, she must be sending us messages and like her posts. And then one of the wildest conspiracies that I've seen. But that documentary, you should watch it. Is
I'm gonna check it out now.
That's, and it's sad that even happened, because I genuinely don't believe that would have happened to a guy. There's absolutely no way they would.
And she was one of the first, not the first, but Britney's, because I remember how big Britney was. Britney
was massive.
She was huge, and she was huge at a very young age. She was basically the white Aaliyah.
Oh my god.
Because remember Aaliyah when she was first started? She came into the game when she was, what, 14? And she was writing Grammy Award-winning songs? And so Britney, when she first started, was what?
She was like 16, 17. She was a teenager.
So she already was under her dad's eye. And that's
her dad,
why.
No, her dad, imagine this. Okay, here's the maddest thing, yeah. Imagine all the time, like, Britney Spears' dad didn't come in until she was, I believe, divorcing or in the process of divorcing Kevin Federline.
Really?
Right. He wasn't even involved in all the popping shit in her career. He wasn't there. He wasn't around. Like, he wasn't part of her. Her mum was, and, like, you know, people, like, from where, like, her, like, the area that she grew up in, Louisiana or whatever.
Mm.
But her dad wasn't actually part of that beginning, that process.
That's horrible.
He came in when she was in the process of divorce and child custody, and I guess like this is when her like mental was like suffering like extremely, just with everything in general. You know, they're showing an interview clip, she's like pretty much bursting into tears in these clips where they're asking her about, I think, like, because Justin was going on his whole thing, like, oh, you know, she broke my heart, la la la, and someone said they wanted, like, a journalist or somebody said they wanted to shoot her. It was since she's a terrible role model. If I had the chance to shoot Britney, I'm paraphrasing her, I would shoot her. And they told her that in the interview, and she was just like, that's horrible. Like, what? I'm not like, what? Can you imagine? And again, those are things that people were allowed to do in interviews. Like, it's just, hey, this person says they want to kill you, basically. So, yeah. Very, very sad. Very crazy. Really a good documentary, though. It's about an hour. I think it's like an hour and a half or something like that. But yeah, this thing that she, that particular contract. So her dad wasn't, basically, her dad wasn't part of her life like that.
Wow.
The dad came in, literally, like, just came in, got the court order signed, and that was the end of it. She didn't even have any, like, apparently she didn't even want the dad to, of course, be the conservator. If I have to have one, just not him. Of course, your dad's not around. He's not been part of your whole process, and he's just swooping in.
Very evil, man.
Very, listen.
Very, very evil, man. Wow.
Yeah.
I need to check it out.
Yeah, definitely, man. Definitely, definitely, definitely check it out. I think that's pretty much it.
Well, that's it. That's a wow. That's a lot, bro. Well, that's TBH busy. For you, baby.
Busy.
Like, subscribe, and them things there. And obviously, we'll be back with another episode as we do. See you by next time.
Peace.
Peace.